Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
All right, welcome to the final cast. That's right, we are back on our regular streaming time, and I am excited because now we're going to start bringing into the fold some amazing people that I know in the industry, and I'm excited about tonight. We're going to talk about safety, we're going to talk about some amazing gear, and we're going to talk everything there you can possibly about PFDs tonight, right here on the final cast. Welcome to my co-host tonight, and that is Mr. Blake Longworth from NRS. He decided he wanted to come off of mute now.
Hey, it is great to be here, Rainey. Thank you for having me. Always good to be back here with you.
Man, I love it. If nobody knows Blake, then you're sitting under a rock, honestly, because you need to, if you go to ICAST, you've seen Blake at the NRS booth, you've seen him kind of like at other conventions and stuff like that and other places. But if you've been with me over the past 10 years, you've seen Blake three or four times at least. And he's got some fun things that are going on, some unique things that are going on, and we're going to talk about those. But tonight is all about that important piece, the important piece of your puzzle for what you have going on and when you need to be out on the water. And that is, yes, your PFDs. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about NRS products and kind of everything that Blake's kind of want to share with us tonight. So Blake, kick it off with some really cool gears. I'm going to bring up the website and whatever you bounce on, I'm going to try to find as fast as possible.
Sure. Well, that's great. Thank you again for having me. And for those of you that don't know, NRS is a 50-year-old paddle sports company. Actually, I think we're on 52 years now. Paddle sports company out of the Northwest. So we were founded in 1972 by a great man named Bill Parks, who just passed away last year, but not before Bill was able to sell the company to the employees. So we're 100% employee-owned company. And we're just trying to hold on to Bill's legacy. You know, he wanted to found a company for outdoor enthusiasts to have access to high quality, affordable equipment and gear to be able to, you know, do and pursue their passions. And so we're trying to live up to that every day. And I think we've got to this point now where, you know, I started at NRS almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
And, you know, back then we were kind of just this small little whitewater company. And now we have evolved into still a small company in the big picture, but this larger player in this tiny little paddle sports community. And as kayak fishing evolved out of paddle sports and out of fishing, as those two circles of the Venn diagram began to merge, we were just in a great spot. And boy, there's no better place to fish than North Idaho. We're really lucky. I don't live there anymore. I'm in the Midwest.
Wait a minute. Was that sarcastic a little bit?
What? That there's no better place to fish than Idaho? Here. Idaho's amazing. There's so much water in Idaho.
Okay. No, I'll get to you. Hold on. We're having some bad weather, so we're dealing with some things back and forth. So in and out, stay with us. Do not leave. If he happens to go in and out, it's okay. He's still with us. It's just lovely rain that we have getting ready for that nor'easter. So I had to drop. and stay with me. There you go. See, I knew it was going to happen. As soon as I said it, it was going to happen. What does NRS stand for?
Not really sure. That is a dad joke.
That was a dad joke. I liked it.
You got a dad joke. No. NRS stands for Northwest River Supplies. So river again, supplies. When the company was founded, Bill was really trying to just get his river rat friends access to rafting gear. And obviously the company has evolved quite a bit over the years. So we rebranded about 18, 19 years ago to kind of go away from that Northwest River Supplies as our company name, mm-hmm. to just NRS. But it's funny now that it's been so long, I'm at the age where we're starting to put products out with the old Northwest River Supplies logo as like a retro look, which I find wildly offensive. That means I'm a retro rep now, I think, or dealer development manager. That's my title at NRS. So yeah, that's great. It's like when you start hearing the stuff that you listen to as a kid on the oldies station or the classic rock station. It's just not cool.
Yeah, that one hurts a little bit though. That one hurts.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear one of those songs back when you were in middle school and you hear it now, it's on classic, you're like, this is not good.
Nirvana is not classic rock. I'm sorry.
I mean, for some people it is, but apparently
it is. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and let's go over to the webpage and you start rattling off some gear. Besides the fact that they have a massive apparel sale going on right now, you guys want to save some money, you want to get in on some great high quality gear, apparel on sale at NRS.com.
Which is great. And, you know, for the paddle and fin listener, I can't reiterate that NRS apparel is designed for you. Everything that we make to put on your body has been thought about from the perspective and designed by paddlers and for paddlers and for paddling and for sitting in kayaks and being able to be in a position where your knees are above your hips, or as you should be wearing a PFD, you know, seams are out of away from shoulders and out of armpits and elbows. So when you're using a paddle, you're not getting that binding. So really, really well thought out stuff to enhance your time on the water. You know, obviously work for an apparel company, so take this infomercial with a grain of salt, dear listener, but when we start spending money on watercraft, on boats, however it is we like to get out on the water, you know, that's a major investment. And for me, that means maximizing the time that I get to use that investment, right? Like, I'm a frugal guy. So if I buy a new bike, I'm riding a lot of miles on that bike. When I get a new kayak, I'm paddling a lot. And all of the NRS apparel gear, whether it's, you know, a sun shirt or like a button down that I'm wearing now, or insulating layers or a full dry suit, is designed to let you paddle not only more days of the year, which is ideal for all of us, but also mm-hmm. that you're not coming off the water early because you're having, you know, because you're sunburned or, you know, your gear hurts. And so everything is kind of thought about that to enhance that time in the water and make sure you get to maximize that investment.
So you're talking about on the water. Now I know you, and you obviously know me very well. We'll utilize that gear not only on the water, but off the water too. So, I mean, there's other aspects that you can use this stuff in.
Absolutely. Especially like the sun shirts and the button down shirts, you know, I can't tell you how many raft guides got married in NRS guide shirts last summer, or at least went to the wedding and maybe we weren't allowed to have it when they were at the altar, but in any event, I mean, I wear this stuff every day. And so, and the cool thing is, you know, we're not naive. We know that paddlers and kayak anglers, we have other pursuits and other activities that we all like to engage in. And this apparel is going to cross over really well for that too. So yeah, to your point, you can use it for anything.
Yeah. I've worn NRS button downs and other brand button downs that are very similar, and just the cut and the feel. And then on top of that, you just do not feel like you're weighted down with with heat. I mean, like, it's just some of this clothing can really trap the heat in, and this really releases a lot of it.
Yeah, breathability is huge, especially for our outerwear. But yeah, you want those base layers to wick and you know, do their job for you. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of sun shirts on the market. I think ours is a little bit, you know, they're designed with a lot of intent, and mm-hmm. that goes a long way for our customers. Yeah, so that's exciting. But apparel is one of those things where we got a lot of it. It's going to make your time better. For those of you that want to talk about dry suits and stuff like that, because I know we have listeners that are down in the South that could never even fathom the idea of wearing a dry suit on the water. We've got listeners way up north that want to fish 12 months a year. If you want to do that, you're going to need a dry suit on the Great Lakes.
Yeah, dry suit.
We'll talk about that stuff later. That's not as much fun as some other cool stuff. You're finding all the new fishing stuff.
This is what I do, right? I find all the fishing stuff that you guys put out here. So you guys have, over the last couple years, really expanded your catalog.
For sure.
Available online. I mean, online to the public. So a lot of this stuff was already available to like guides and companies and things like that. But now it's available to the average paddler trying to get out there on the water, is looking for the opportunities. And there, you've included a lot of things. And I think one of the coolest things is your new NRS hydration pack.
Oh man, the swig, right? It's one of those products that we made it years ago. We had an NRS, you know, it was a water bladder that went on your back and attached to your PFT. And we didn't think anybody ever bought it. And then we finally discontinued it. And everywhere we'd go, people would be yelling at us to make a hydration pack again. So we came out with a swig, and it's cool. Again, really thoughtful design in that all of our new PFDs for 2024 are designed to be compatible with the swig. That's where this thing really is going to be an add-on sale for our dealers. But as you know, for the end user, for our kayak angler friends that are listening today, you know, when you pick up a new Xander PFD, it'll be ready to have that swig added onto it. So it's a really neat product. Yeah, it's super great. And for those of you that are paddling moving water, the way the pack attaches to the shoulder straps, there's little loops in the shoulder straps. It's a little clip that should it get hung up on something, those clips will flip inside out and release, so you don't get entangled or entrapped by it.
Oh, what a great concept. To imagine that you're not going to drown by your hydration pack.
Right? Wouldn't that be, it's irony, right? When you get drowned by a water bag.
I mean, you said it. I was like, yeah, but like it, they tuck right up in there in the shoulder straps that you can see right here. They're very, it's a great concept. Not only that, but like, you know, when you're out on the water and the one thing you hate always doing is always taking a cooler with you sometimes, and you just take your hydration pack with you.
Well, you know, I mean, especially if you are a paddling kayak angler, right? The last thing you want to do is to put down your paddle to go fishing around for that water bottle that's rolling around on the deck of your boat. For me, even as, you know, when I was doing more whitewater or sea kayaking, I always had to get a drink of water from my water bottle, I had to pop my spray skirt. And that's annoying at best and dangerous at worst. So this allows us to have water, you know, without breaking our cadence, without having to worry about popping a skirt or going fishing around in the bottom of our boat.
Too cool. I think it's a great concept that you guys brought back. I didn't say that you got rid of it. You just brought it back into the fold.
Brought it back. It had been a while, so it was good. I think one of the things in the fishing category we're most excited about is our raft lineup. So you're seeing them there. The NRS raft as a fishing platform has been a go-to for Western fly fishing guides for decades. You know, if the water is too low that you don't want to put that really expensive fiberglass drift boat into the river, you want to take your raft. And conversely, if the water's too high to the point where, you know, you got big logs floating down the river with you, same thing. You don't want to put your fiberglass drift boat in the water. So rafts have always been in the garages of Western boaters for years. But now more and more of our Eastern boaters are starting to get into it. Our anglers are getting into fishing from rafts, whether that's with a fly rod or conventional tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great platform for fishing. So what we've done in the past, what kind of always happened was the cool thing about NRS is we could make any kind of frame that we wanted. We have a frame shop in Moscow, Idaho. We can bend pipe and we could make these fishing frames, but they mostly sat on rafts that were designed to be whitewater rafts that we then put a fishing frame on.
Okay.
So when we started to expand this line, we thought, let's stop trying to adapt a whitewater raft to be a fishing raft. Let's build these things as fishing rafts from the ground up. And that's what you've got with our Slipstream series. Those came out a couple years ago. They've been wildly successful. It was a really good program for us, but like a lot of alpha models of things, we started to see some problems, things we didn't like about our initial designs. So mm-hmm. we scrapped a lot of it and started over again. So you've got brand new Slipstream boats for 2024, and they are nice.
I've seen a couple guys. I'm from South Florida, everybody. So I'm not used to seeing these. Okay. But now I'm in North Carolina and we have these rivers up here that are coming from off of like Lake Norman and Wiley and all these places, the Catawba. I see these being used a lot more on the rivers here than I've ever seen anywhere else. And I'm really excited to kind of like actually got to get out there and try some of them and to see what it's like to fish from it, because it'd be pretty awesome.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
It's really exciting. And for our Eastern boaters, our Eastern anglers here, the other thing we added to the lineup this year is our approach series. So these are really micro rafts that you can put on a lot of different water. The cool thing about the approach boats is they're going to fit between the wheel wells of your standard pickup bed. So you can take these things anywhere, huck them off of a bridge, get into some water that you wouldn't otherwise have access to. So the approach series are going to be a huge one for us in 2024. And for those of you that have been thinking about approaching that watercraft for yourself, you know, because there's other manufacturers out there that are making similar, smaller raft style boats. We've gone a little bit further than some of our competitors. We're overbuilding these things a little bit because they're gonna hold up for the long run. And we've done some really cool design stuff that we're really excited about.
Yeah, this approach is pretty. It's beefy. It's got some storage in there. It's got a little bit more than the Slipstream, where it's just like quick drop it in, go and like launch. This is really set up for a lot longer day of fishing.
It is, but it's, you know, the thing is it's so much smaller than that Slipstream. You know, in terms of how wide the beam is on it. You know, the biggest one for the approach is only that 12 footer. So it's always going to be a 2-man boat, but cool things we're able to do is we put accessory rails on there. So you can slide all of your kayak fishing accessories, from whoever you want onto that slide mount. You've got dry storage in there. You've got integrated rod holders inside the frame. So all these things that we're doing to take away snag points on the boat and not have things that lines are going to get hung up on. Even the anchor line runs through the frame, as opposed to on the outside of it. So again, just really thoughtful design by our product development team out in Idaho. These guys and gals are phenomenal.
And I love that it's through the frame, the anchor line. That's really cool.
It's super cool. It's really innovative. And the other cool thing about the approach, it is the first NRS boat that we have ever produced stock. This is the way it comes, period, done deal, end of story, with a motor transom on the back. We're here to embrace motorized recreational water sports. So you can throw a motor on there too. So this thing becomes a really great platform, even for fishing on flat water.
Yeah. No, this is really, really, I, Okay, so I will tell everybody now, when I go to ICAST and this is sitting there, I will take a look at it and we'll do a full walk-on review and kick the tires a little bit. But this is a really cool, unique concept. If you're always going to go out with you or somebody else, definitely like a buddy, like you're always going to have that co-angler with you. You're always taking somebody out. Maybe you're looking for an opportunity to even start a guiding service on a river or a flat area. This is a platform that can get you guys out there comfortably and also get you both out there without having to take like two kayaks and things like that. So this is a unique opportunity to have both of you in the same boat. Now, this isn't obviously approved for any of the bass fishing tournaments, kayak fishing tournaments or anything like that, but this is used for that possible guide, somebody that's taking people out on the water all the time. Maybe you're a veterans organization and you've got veterans that you're taking out that are sometimes handicapped. These are great this is a great craft and an opportunity for you to get this thing out on the water and use that.
Absolutely. Super stable, a little bit more approachable than kayaks can be sometimes, a little less intimidating to get into one of these. And hey, if you're a solo person and you still like the way this thing looks, the Approach 100 is the solo version of that. So that's that micro raft with just the one seat in it. So you can be doing this all by yourself too.
Bing, whichever bang, way boom. I need to point. I don't know which way I got to point to make sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. The raft that way. yes, as you can see. And then, you know, you don't have to always have the seat in there. You can use the dry storage box. You got lots of maneuverability in here to customize this, but you're getting already a very loaded raft. That's what it is. It's a loaded raft ready to go for you, and with the possibility of being able to add a motor for those flats. That's really nice. That's cool. You guys are embracing it. You're embracing it one step at a time, right?
That's it. We've got to build this thing.
All right, so tell us a little bit. You've got some other gear and some other things that are kind of out there besides the clothing line, the raft series, which the Approach looks completely awesome. I'm going to tell you, it looks really unique and something that I might look at to get even my family out on the water.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So tell us some of the other gears, like some of the new things that are coming out for 2024. Some of the thoughts you guys have already launched out there on the website.
So I think one of the things that we're really excited about, you probably can't find it on the website yet because they land next week. They might be on there, is the new NRS Xander fishing PFD.
Okay. So I think I saw that. Where did I see that?
Should be in there. Maybe.
I'll put it up. It is not on the site yet.
Okay.
So what is the Xander? Tell us about it.
So the Xander is our fishing specific PFD that incorporates all the new technology we put into our PFDs in 2024. So even if you like, so on the page you're on there right now, just find me the front zip. I think like that Sea Vest right there, or the Odyssey. The Odyssey is the same platform as the Xander. So what we've done is, again, went back to the drawing board. The NRS Chinook fishing PFD is probably the most successful fishing life jacket that has ever been made.
Yeah.
That thing just crushed it. And we had some amazing people help us promote that and build that jacket. And it's awesome. However, it hadn't really gotten much of an update in the last 5-10 years. We did some new colors and we did some new things with foam shaping, but really our PFD's line was starting to get a little bit stagnant, and we're a company that really prides itself on innovation. So while we made a really comfortable, good fitting PFD, we all started noticing problems with things like, as the kayak seat backs got higher and higher and higher, mesh back platforms just couldn't keep up, right? We can't keep that pillow high enough to get over the top of that seat back. And additionally, if you were a shorter person, it didn't matter how high that pillow was, it still wasn't going to clear the seat back. So like a lot of companies, we started experimenting more and more with the traditional back PFD. You know, let's go back to these older styles where the foam covers the entire back of the angler, of the paddler. And this does some great things for us. One, by moving some of that foam around to the back of the PFD, we get to make the front smaller, right, and fit better and get and be less in the way. But we wanted to do more than just that. So what you're looking at now, you can kind of see our new Orbit Fit system. Orbit Fit is in all of our PFDs, all of our new PFDs moving forward. It's a game changer. And people say that all the time, I know. But really, the way you made PFDs comfortable before was trying to make the foam as soft or as flexible as possible. Mm-hmm. So that way, when you strapped it on, you had to really tighten the straps down really hard in order to get the PFD to contour around your body.
Right.
And we were limited with some of the ways that we could work with our factories overseas on how we were going to create things. You know, there's a language barrier and you're trying to send two-dimensional pictures to talk about how you want them to build a three-dimensional product. And it got to the point where we were stuck. We couldn't get what we wanted because we couldn't build it ourselves and show, like, this is what we want it to look like. Damn it.
We want this.
And so, again, our product development team is insane. And one of the guys on the team just was like, well, if you buy me an industrial sewing machine, I'll learn how to sew this stuff. And we're going to start shaping our products, designing them in Moscow, Idaho. And then we'll send the prototype to the factory and tell them to build us this.
Nice.
And now we have Orbit Fit. So now we're able to cut these really thin sheets of closed cell foam that are super lightweight. And we can shape them in such a way and sew them in such a configuration that now the PFD is coming off the rack and onto your body with a rounded shape. It already wraps around you without having to wrench the straps down.
Nice.
Your straps are just bringing it together. So now you are in this embrace of safety and comfort and all day paddling bliss. Because again, this thing is designed from the ground up for a paddler. You're never going to hit your elbows.
I love that. The embrace of safety. I love that. That's the best way. New tagline.
New tagline. Safety. I just came up with that. I should be in marketing. Yep. Those guys are overpaid anyway.
You're right, though. In the past, you had to really cinch this thing down to really get it going. And now it's already preformed, ready to go. So when it's on the shelf, is it going to kind of like already have that, like it can stand up on its own type of deal?
I mean, it won't stand up on its own because it's still got, you know, the bottom is a little soft and it'll be wonky. But, you know, it'll have more depth on a hanger for sure. And, you know, what big part of us now is going out. My job, I have to go out as a dealer development manager and go to all of the dealers in the region that I support and teach them. We're changing the way we're selling PFDs, folks. Things are different now, and we're going to start by showing them this round fit. Cool. The other cool thing that we've changed, again, these are just on the new PFDs coming out this year and then moving forward with new models. Doesn't apply to our back catalog of older designs, but the ones that are coming out this year, we're introducing graded sizing. And to my knowledge, we're the only PFD manufacturer in the United States doing graded sizing. And what do I mean by graded sizing? So right now, the PFDs that you have in your garage, if they're for adults, you've got a small, medium, you've probably got a large, extra large, and maybe you have a double extra large. You have those three different PFDs. But if you hung them up together and you laid the foam on top of each other, it's the exact same foam profile for all three of those sizes.
Yes.
The only difference between sizes is how much strap you have to let out.
Okay.
What NRS is now doing, and the reason why PFD, everybody does it this way, all manufacturers this way, because it's so expensive to create a new UL file, a new U.S. Coast Guard approval file for each different shape of foam. And every time you change that foam shape, you have to. But again, NRS is coming out of COVID and the madness that was the last few years, and we're doubling down on innovation. We're investing in ourselves. We're investing in our company.
Cool.
And now we're able to, every single one of those sizes, that small medium is a smaller foam PFD than the large, than the double extra large.
Oh, okay. So it's actually going to, the foam is actually going to represent the size of what it's going in. Oh, that's correct. Cool.
So if you're a smaller paddler, you're not stuck with this tall PFD. We're able to actually shrink the foam. And that's now we've cool. got more weight ranges that we can put onto the PFDs. Whereas wow. before, PFDs were approved 90 pounds and up. But now we can start putting weight ranges on them. Now we can shape them to individuals. So as a customer, as a paddler, as an angler, you are getting the most customized fit of any PFD from any manufacturer in the United States.
Well, and it's customized fit just straight off the shelf.
Exactly right.
That's cool. I mean, that it's better than going and buying a customized PFD. Mm-hmm. You can actually get your actual size. You can find it. You can get it. And it's going to be exactly for you. So I can't take my extra large vest and put it on my medium child because it's not going to work.
I mean, now, so that's kind of an interesting question that I was going to bring up. Yeah. It'll work. And it'll still be rated as long as they're within that range. But here's a cool thing for you, though. Here's me. I'm, 5'10", 220 pounds. I'm a weird shaped guy because I'm really big in the chest, but I'm not tall. I wear a medium large. That's my size. But say I'm going to go offshore in Lake Michigan.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
And I'm thinking, man, wouldn't it be nice that if I came out of my boat, I had just a little more flotation? I can size up to that double extra large, just cinch it down, tuck my shoulder straps away in the strap garages on the front of the PFD, and wear that bigger size PFD. It's not going to be so much bigger that I'm looking like a, like I'm a little kid wearing daddy's sport coat. But it'll have a little bit more for me, and that'll be nice. Cool.
Yeah, that's really nice.
So it allows the angler, the paddler, to decide what the right thing is for what they're doing, right? Nobody knows what they're doing better than the customer.
Sometimes. So tell us, you got a couple of different, besides like that innovation of the sizing, and you're calling it graded sizing. Is that what it's called?
Graded sizing, yep.
Okay. I'm going to try to start getting used to that so I can start saying a lot more, I guess. Graded sizing, so now you can have that more customized fit ready to go straight off the shelf. But you've got a lot more PFDs out there nowadays. There's a lot more styles and custom. Like, I mean, where'd the Vector come from? I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, so the Vector is off of our very popular Ninja platform. The Ninja has been our low profile kayaking rafting PFD for a very long time. Okay. I can't remember how many years ago now. We came out with a PFD called the Zen, and that was our Type 5 Rescue PFD. It has a lot of flotation.
It was smaller in the front.
Correct.
Yeah, and it had the zipper,
it was more
right?
like the Ninja, but still that pullover style PFD. But the Zen, the Ninja had a lot of brand cachet as a name for a PFD in the paddling market. The Zen Rescue PFD didn't have diddly squat. So when we redesigned it, we really wanted to make sure that, we kept the Ninja, but now we've got, I've got the Ninja, we've got the Ninja Pro, the Ninja OS. Right. So we've expanded our Ninja offerings, and the Zen got replaced by the Vector. So the Vector is going to be a Ninja style platform, more flotation than a Ninja, but you've got that. It's that full Type 5 rescue PFD, but it's got orbit fit. It's got graded sizing. It's got all the cool things that make our new NRS PFDs so awesome, including like really innovative knife placement. You know, we put the lash tab for the knife down on the bottom of the PFD so it doesn't get hung up on deck lines and rigging. Just, you know, little tiny things like that.
Oh,
so
yeah,
the Vector is there. And then the other addition to the lineup was the Ninja Pro, which is truly the lowest profile full-on Type 5 PFD. So this is great for if you're an instructor, you're taking people out, you want to have the ability to tow a kayak, but having it via a quick release harness on your back.
Cool.
Probably not going to be an option for most sit on top paddlers because of the way the anchor works, but you know, you could use that for a live bait if you're doing a swift water rescue. That's really where those are designed to be worn.
Cool. I like those. I'm telling you, everything in slimline is a lot easier nowadays. It's like almost getting a inflatable PFD and just being completely slimline. But like now, with NRS, they're making their PFDs more slimline and way more comfortable to use and to wear. Even though some of them are going back to the full back design, it's still going to be comfortable to wear.
It's comfortable. We've put some stuff in there to help them breathe a little bit better on the backs. And you know, a lot of anglers have been going away from things like the Chinook and leaning in towards more of our sea kayaking PFDs because they like the visibility. They like the extra pockets. Sea kayakers and anglers could probably go toe to toe for biggest pocket enthusiasts in the world. Nobody loves pockets more than anglers and sea kayakers, and combined, you guys could have pockets on everything. You bring back the cargo shorts.
Oh no, don't do that.
Nobody loves cargo shorts and cargo pants like sea kayakers and kayak anglers.
I you're right though. I mean, you look at the old school Chinook, you look at the new you know, you have your new offshore Chinook out there. The Chinook was loaded with pockets.
For sure. And it will remain that way. Those mesh back PFDs will get their upgrade probably going into 2025. So you can be excited about that. But in the meantime, that Xander is awesome. And again, I think with the way the seat backs are going, I think we're going to see more people start to gravitate. And I think we're going to see those full backs become more popular than mesh backs in the kayak fishing space before too long.
Well, and you said it a little bit ago too, when you start slimlining everything down, you're getting a more true fit. So a Chinook is big in areas. It is big in areas. I mean,
it's a very wide PFD. And so that's one of those prime examples. You had to cinch that thing down to get those wings to wrap around. And in the meantime, I look like a can of biscuits got left out on the counter with my stuff squishing out between the straps on the side of me.
That's
so now with orbit fit, I can just snug it down to an appropriate amount, and I don't look like I'm not making those straps and buckles work for their lives.
You're not looking like the State Puff Marshmallow Man with the lines. All right, I get you. The one reason why I love working with Blake and NRS is because they are innovative. They're changing things. Every one of their models that they pretty much do, whether it's their raft or the PFD or something like that, they're updating and they're making it new. They're going to take some of the older things away. They're going to keep some of their solid ones. Like they're going to stay there. Like that's like the Chinook will be there. It will always be there probably for a very long time. But like as you get into the older models, they start removing those things and you start seeing the newer lines. Like especially, I can't wait to see what that wrap fit, that orbit fit, that
you're going to love it, man.
I've already changed it twice. Orbit fit. I'm going to make sure I say it correctly.
You got it.
All right. That orbit fit definitely is going to make, and not only that, can get it in all black like that Vector on the top, and that way it can look skinny in pictures.
Definitely the Ninja for you. You'll look good in that. And I'm telling you, man, you'd actually really like the Ninja OS.
Okay.
It is a pullover low profile PFD, but it, like, you know, the back's not so thick that you're getting pushed forward. It's got a really big clamshell pocket on the front. So, I mean, I don't know how you are in your boat, but like when I was wade fishing a lot more, of course, I had everything in my pockets, right?
Yeah.
But when I'm in the kayak, I tend to start using all those accessory mounts in places to store stuff, right? Like I've got the bag. I don't have a ton of stuff in my PFD. A few things that I need to have on me at all times, and those go in that big clamshell pocket. So you open that thing up, and it's just right in front of you. It's semi-rigid, so it's almost like a little working platform.
So you're saying we can put one of the really cool peanut butter jelly sandwiches in there?
Absolutely.
Oh. All right,
like, you want an Uncrustable? Yes. I got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, homie. Like I got crust caught off for days back here. The birds love my house;
they love it. But that's all. Like, okay, now I'll look at the that will be my Ninja. I'm looking at the Ninja Pro OS.
You probably just want the Ninja OS. You probably don't need the Pro. You won't need that that quick release belt.
All the crazy things in it. The release belt's the only thing that makes it kind of different.
100%. Yeah. I mean, there's basically some on those rescue PFDs. We tend to put some extra like backups on the buckles to make them useful for professional rescuers. But the only difference that you would ever notice would be that quick release buckle, and it adds money, obviously.
Ninja Pro. All right. You've convinced me, and I might have to get one for my son too, because now I have two kayaks. We will definitely look in Ninja Pro. I'm going to look at that one because I like everything. The one thing that about the Chinook is like, you know, when you have pockets, you feel like you got to fill them all. Mm-hmm. And so you're putting everything in it. And by the time I was all said and done, I forgot where I put everything. So I still had to open everything and do it all over again. So having something a little bit more minimized just to the fit, because like you said, as a kayaker, we put everything already on our kayaks. Like it's that's why it's there. That's why we put it in a specific spot. That's like it's there for a reason. And so eventually you don't have a lot of stuff in your PFD that's attached to your kayak.
Yeah, it just kind of depends on what kind of person, you know, what kind of angling you're doing, what kind of angler you are, what your preference is. And so we've got options. That's the great thing about it. You know, most of our PFDs, you know, there's a similar platform with multiple design options, right? So the Ninja comes in basically three different options. That Odyssey is going to be the Odyssey and the Xander and our regular touring PFD called the Ambient. So, you know, depending on how intense you want to get with it, you can. But if you want to go more low profile, save a few bucks and not have as many pockets, then great. We got that option for you too.
Yeah, they've got a lot of, and they've got a color in almost everything. So as soon as you find something, you're gonna find the color that matches to your
liking. It'll at least complement your boat. So you know, we've got colors, and then you know when you get there, don't forget we got the canine flotation device. Keep your pup safe on the water, especially if you're taking them on that raft. Yeah. You know, we've got your dry bags for you. I'll tell you, here's a crazy one, Randy. The Co-Pilot and Pilot knives have been two of the most successful products in the history of NRS.
The knives. You figured the PFD would be.
I mean, PFDs are great, and we've done very well with those. I mean, when I started NRS in 2006, we didn't even make PFDs.
Okay, yeah, all right.
And so it's only been in the last, you know, 12, 15 years. But the Co-Pilot and Pilot knives have always been great, great sales for us, for our dealers. Because, right, like, they don't get shop-worn, they don't fade.
Yeah.
People lose them all the time. They're a high-margin item, so they're great for dealers. And it's just been a really successful program for us, and we completely changed them. Again, we just redesigned them from the ground up to make them better, to make the sheath better, to make it more secure. It probably helps that our now director of fish, product manager, we stole from Buck Knives.
That helps.
Helps when you redesign your knives.
That's a good add-on right there.
So Pilot and Co-Pilot going to be your go-to knives for the PFD mounting. And then we added the Pilot Access, our first ever folding rescue knife. So
what?
Yeah.
All right. Is that on here somewhere, right?
It should be, yeah.
It's right. Pilot Access. There it is. Yeah, that one. I can't read fast enough. You beat me. Look at that. That's a finger hole.
It's a finger hole. So on that Ninja that you're now gonna buy, right behind the knife lash tab on the belly that's below the pocket, there's actually a little pocket behind that, a little sleeve that you can then slide your Pilot Access knife into it, either side you want. It's ambidextrous, and then that ring is how you pull it off the clip. And then can deploy the knife.
All right, you just told me some more things I gotta buy. I gotta make a list. If you're shopping for anything, make sure you make a list.
Make a list. Call your accountant.
Call your accountant. Call your local shop. Make sure it's right there, ready to go. So you made a folding knife. That's awesome. Same guy obviously helped in the innovation of this one.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, and there's cool little things on there, like the way we on the pilot and the co-pilot, we made it even easier. They're now asymmetrical design, so it's easy to know which side of the knife is the business side. You know, little things. I learned words like gimping. Gimping is a word.
That's this right here, right? The right here on the knife.
No, that's called a reversed scallop serration. Ooh. So if you notice, like most serrated knives you have, kind of they go to points, right?
Yeah.
These go to little round. It's called a reverse scallop. That reverse scallop is designed to cut through webbing or like a seatbelt in one swipe. But yeah, gimping is the little texturing you put on the back of the blade so you know that it's the safe side of the blade.
Okay. So wait, okay. The safe side of a blade. Am I going to see that on this one?
Maybe. I don't know if you can see it. They have like a top-down view of the blade.
Okay, hold on.
It may not be on the axis because you have the thumb catch on it. It might only be on. Yeah. No, you can see it right there.
Scroll okay, up. Yeah.
See?
Okay.
See that little texturing on the flat side back there?
Mm-hmm.
Like right past a little thumb catch? Yeah, that's called gimping.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Okay, cool.
Now you do. Now, like Sesame Street at Paddle and Finn.
Right here. I mean, I'm telling you, whenever you have Blake with us, you're always going to learn something. Gimping, right?
How many beers will Blake drink tonight?
We're on one right now.
We're on one. We'll keep it.
yeah, so I'm keeping him a little bit longer than I want to keep him because he's got to get ready for his own show. But you're definitely want to I want to thank you for coming on and talking to us about NRS. And the reason why this is so important, because just recently there was another incident down in Florida where some young teenagers were out in a canoe. It tipped, obviously something happened. It tipped over. Two of them didn't come back. One made it to the shore and ended up walking back. But the officers asked them, of course, why weren't they wearing their PFDs? Because they were uncomfortable. So with NRS, it is not going to be uncomfortable. It is going to be comfortable, and make sure you look into getting the new ones with the Orbit Fit.
That's right. Nailed it.
And then you go and you buy yourself a co-pilot that's now got gimping in it.
It's all gimped out for you.
I love it. It's all gimped out. But yeah, so NRS is my number one brand. I have all my PFDs that I've ever had has been from them, so I always appreciate them. They always keep me and my people safe out on the water. So if you want to be safe out on the water, go out and get your local NRS gear from your local shop today. Now,
man,
as you can see, we're smiling because Blake also has another really awesome thing that he does on the side, and I am a true fan. I have listened to all of them, and I'm really looking forward to the new series he has coming up. But first, you got to tell us about your show that you're doing. And if you want, what did we say it was, if you want mindless talking and at the same time you want to fill up your room full of laughter, go to this show.
Thank you very much. This is just a little passion project. It has nothing to do with kayaking, fishing, the outdoors. We do a show called Hops and Box Office Flops. And we review we say that we are the internet's premier podcast for bad movies and mostly good beer. And so we're just getting ready to kick off our next series of hops and superhero flops, basically superhero movies from last year that didn't do well at the box office. We're doing Blue Beetle tonight, so I'm pretty excited about that. But yeah, it's just a bunch of guys. We all played rugby against each other in college. They all of them played for Miami University. I played for Ohio University. And yeah, it's just an excuse for us to get together once a week, talk
That's
about
in Ohio,
a movie.
Everybody. That's Ohio, right. Just so you know. Just yes. Miami University is also in Ohio. I'm just saying.
Right. Not the University of Miami, Miami University of Ohio.
They have of Ohio.
Yeah, yes. We are not the U. They are not the U.
There you go. There you go. That was a good explanation.
I probably couldn't have gone in there. I went to the party school in Ohio, obviously.
I did too. So let's just leave it at that. Yeah. No, the cool thing is that it's just, they match up a show. They have a beer that goes with it. And sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not. Mm-hmm. And the best thing about it is that it is truly the four of them just having fun and talking about it. Like it's just a random show about just talking about whatever topic it is on that particular movie and beer night. And it is phenomenal. I love it. I listen to it all the time when I'm sitting in here and I'm at my computer, because now I work remotely. I'm sitting there and I'm working, and it's just great to listen to, and I'm not losing my mind. So that helps.
Well, I don't listen to it too much. It might have the opposite effect, but
you keep me sane, man. You keep me sane. Look at that.
That's what we're here for. But yeah, it's just, it's a good time. If you ever go to the bar and you'll argue with your friends about whether or not a movie was good, that's basically what our show is.
That is it. So hold on. I'm going to see if I can, I'm going to pull it up real quick. You guys have it as a Facebook group. It is the, what is it? Beard and Hop Beard.
It should be Hops and Box Office Flops.
Yeah. Hops and Box. Yeah.
And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, all your, wherever you get your podcasts, we're there.
Wherever you get your podcast needs, you can find them. Let's see if I can get them. I'm gonna bring it up so we can give everybody a good screenshot here. It's worth it. If you're listening on Spotify or any of the other platforms, go to Hops and Box Office Flops. I said that nice and loud for you.
Well done.
Hops and Box Office Flops. All right, and look it up. You'll enjoy it, especially if you're driving along on the road and you got a long road trip and you get tired of listening to somebody like me. You can just go ahead and pull up them and you'll have a laughing good time. So here it is on Facebook. This is their Facebook page, Hops and Box Office Flops. You can go on there. It sends a notification of when they're getting ready to go live. So whenever they do their shows or they pre-record their shows, where you can find them. So like for the last one on here, you did the Three Floyds Brewing.
Uh-huh.
And then you did, what was the movie again?
That was Half Past Dead. The Steven Seagal is awful. Oh my God. The best thing about that movie is that it killed Steven Seagal's theatrical movie career. Like they stopped
like
releasing
his
films in
that.
Theaters anymore. Yeah. Oh, he made a lot more movies. They are all just straight to video. Thank God.
Yes. So Hops and Box Office Flops. If you just want to have a good time and listen, so make sure you go over and get with Blake and his buddies on that show, because it's worth the listen. You'll have a good time.
Thanks, man.
What do you got going on? We're getting ready to wrap up here. So what do you got going on? Are you getting ready to go off to any shows recently? Or
Let's see. This weekend I'm heading down to Frankfort, Kentucky to go to the National Paddling Film Festival. There's cool. A few remote sites for that. There's one in North Carolina, but I think it's in Asheville.
Yeah, I've looked up. Are you talking about the fly fishing one?
No. We are doing, we are a title sponsor, a presenting sponsor, one of them for the fly fishing film tour this year, F3T. Right. So that'll be going on. Those dates have already started. We've already done events in Boise and Bozeman. Right. In March, I will be up at Canoocopia in Wisconsin, which is a really fun one. If you guys are anywhere near Madison, Wisconsin, the second weekend of March, Canoocopia is the world's largest consumer-facing paddle sports trade show, or at least the U.S.'s. I don't know if I can't speak for Europe, but it's cool, man. There's deals. All the manufacturers are there, all the boat manufacturers. There's deals on everything. There's seminars on paddling, safety, fishing, kayak fishing, like if you can do it from a boat on the water, Canucopia is a cool spot. So I'll be up there. Then I'll be at F3T stops in Ann Arbor and Lansing. Then I got to go to Houston for the Do It Best Hardware trade show to sell NRS straps to hardware stores. You know, I do a lot. I do
that
a lot.
That was pretty good. That was an oddball one, but the straps are worth it.
Straps are worth it. Do It Best Hardware is based in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So they are one of my key accounts that I get to work with. They're great people. Amazing. I love Do It Best Hardware. And the cool thing about this is stupid, but the cool thing about Do It Best Hardware, if you have one in your neighborhood, they're all locally owned stores. They're just a buying group, right? So all they do is just buy stuff from the Do It Best warehouse, and that's how they get their inventory for their stores. But they're all basically franchisees. They're all local business people, and they are all so fun to talk to when they come around at those shows. I really enjoy it. They're really nice people.
Well, that's cool. Well, as always, I appreciate you coming on. I definitely enjoy having you on. I want to have you on more. Actually, I want to bring you on and have you on the Unscripted Duo podcast, because then we can talk about whatever we want, especially about your show.
Let's go.
So I think we should get you back on. We can have a non-working broadcast show and have fun. Yeah, and
just have, we have fun when we work anyway. We have fun when we're not working.
Yeah, that's true. But no, I appreciate you. I appreciate NRS, and I always will tell everybody, keep yourself safe. When you're going out on the water, throw on your PFD. It only takes 10 seconds to save what could be your life. So
absolutely.
Make sure you guys do that. Yeah. Blake, looking forward to seeing you again at ICAST. And of course, hope I get to see you before that, because now we're a little bit closer to each other.
Yes, sir. I can't wait. Thank you so much, brother. Great to see you.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
All right. Take care.
Bye. All right, everybody. Make sure you get that PFD. Get it ready. If you're getting ready for your season now, get it cleaned up. Get it out of the closet. Wash it down with some soap and water. Let it air dry and do your maintenance on it and get ready for your new season. So get out there. Make sure you always have your PFD on you. Thank you again for joining us. Go to our podcast. You can go to all of the streaming needs that you can get it from, the Spotify's, Apple's. It's going to be available. So make sure you get out there and subscribe and download. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening, and we look forward to seeing you all next week on The Final Cast.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Four in the morning.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Birds up in the sky.